It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, it's very early. We're 14 games in. You're right about the free throw shooting, but the law averages tell me that he's going to get back to the mid-30s in terms of his three-point shot. He's at 20% right now. Can he humble himself? I think he has been humbled, number one. But number two, can he focus in on the things that he's good at? What did you make of what Draymond said about him?
Okay, here's the thing. Draymond could say that because he's a forward and they do other things. A point guard in the NBA or any guard needs to be able to score. And when you, I don't care if you're a rebounder. I mean, who is he, T.R. Dunn or somebody? No, he's got to be able to put some offense on the board. If not, his minutes should be reduced. And I'm afraid the Warriors are going to lose some games if they keep playing him 20, 25 minutes a game.
Well, he hasn't been playing that many minutes. I'll let you get it here. He played 15 minutes last night. Coach, stay on the line, Coach.
Yeah,
15 minutes. So go ahead, Shesky. Ask him something.
No. You seem very agitated over him being allowed to play a little more than Kuminga Moody, which I agree there are some shreds of truth there. But can we also acknowledge that Kuminga plays a totally different position than Pajemski? And though they experimented with him at the two, like I think ideally he's just a backup point guard. Like that's who I think what he is. I don't know. I don't think you can view them the same because they had a log jam of wings. And I don't think it's fair to say that, hey, he's allowed to play through. They didn't really have a backup point guard. Paul was out for quite some time. I don't know. I don't think it's a perfect necessarily like for like analogy, but I get what you're saying.
You know, and I agree with you. You make a good point, Shasky. But also, too, there were times when Lester Quiñones was playing better than Pajemski last year. And being that he wasn't a drafted player, he's not going to get the opportunity. See, the problem is, we're victim pros. You're victim of salary. You're victim of draft position. And these guys get more leeway. Now, there's some other guys that are really good players.
Right.
And like Moses Moody. Moses Moody has played almost great every time he's put in there. But Kerr will jack him, take him out after 10 minutes. He could hit five shots in a row. Kerr will take him out of it. You know, Pajemski, yeah, he takes a lot of charges, but he can't guard other point guards in the league. He's not quick enough. You know, but he put himself in that spotlight. He said he wanted to be the new face of the Warriors.
Coach, passionate call. 888-957-9570. Do you agree with the coach? Did Pajemski put this on to himself? Or is it the media's fault? Is it the fans' fault? Did Potts put too much on his plate? 888-957-9570. But I'm all for a player. I'll never tell a player to not have confidence with himself. If you want to walk around and say, hey, I will carry the torch once the Hall of Famers retire. I have no problem. Yeah, it sounds... You know what? Publicly, I know how people are going to take
it. I know.
But you know what?
But if Kuminga had said that same thing, I do think people would be like, whoa!
I'll use an example. I'll use you. When you're a caller and you're getting reps, didn't you think you were the best in the building?
Oh, yeah, but everyone said I was ridiculous and I was arrogant. And even the boss, to a degree, is like, yo, you need to pipe down.
But nobody, I didn't have a problem. When I got here, I knew I sucked, but I didn't tell anybody. I was like, you know what? The best thing is to slice bread.
Yeah, but I also acknowledged to myself in retrospect that my tact and my behavior during that time period was a little disproportionate to my accolades and my resume.
Probably.
And in real time, I thought I was right. And I might have been, but I went about it the wrong way. And I wasn't, right. I don't think I was mature enough to realize that.
But as the 925 says.
But it's a good point.
But 925 says, it's a dude's second year. Be happy he's a dog with a type A personality. I'd rather have a type A personality than a guy where I say, hey, we need to scale back a little bit. You know, when I first started here at 95.7 The Game, I started NBC, Doc was, man, you got too much energy. You're too hyped up. Mm-hmm. Dial it down just a little bit. But on the flip side, it was like, I'd rather tell you to dial it down than have to dial it up.
No, I think we agree on that.
I'm saying? So, you know what? Pods, he understands what's going on. And as Draymond said, He's putting too much pressure on himself. 888-957-9570. But is this on pods? Because Kuminga, to a point, coach has his call. He has a point. Because Kuminga, we talk about Kuminga, and he walks around with a lot of confidence. Kuminga's had confidence from day number one.
Well, no
like
doubt.
Pods.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now, publicly, he hasn't said as much as Pods, right? Doing interviews or whatnot. No. But when he does do interviews, it's like, yo, I know I can score. Yeah, I want to be like Kobe. And people are like, oh, I want to be like Kobe. I don't find any problem with that. The guy has a goal. The guy wants to be an all-star. The guy wants to be a great player. I'm not going to take that away from him. But the knock on Kuminga was, oh, he needs to earn what he has to do. And Pod's the rhetoric was a little different. So I'm with Coach on that.
I agree with that. But I think, again, my opinion of this has probably evolved dramatically in the last, 15, 20 years. But, like, I also believe that with that youthful arrogance, you also have to understand how it's going to land in people's laps, right? And if you're taking over an expansion franchise team, it's one thing to be like, I'm the man. It's another thing also to kind of read the room and realize, like, this is a Steph Curry, Draymond Green team, and you have to kind of fall in line a little. I just think there's a delicate balance. I guess that's where I'm going.
But there's a delicate balance. But, how are you going to have that perspective?
I don't shame him for that.
Yeah, no, I know you're not.
I don't shame him for that.
I'm just sad, though. He's so young that he doesn't know any better.
But, like, when you join a team for the first time, unless you are an established Kevin Durant, you know what I mean? You got to kind of, like, feel your way out and pick and choose your spots. I guess that's the way I would put it. It's like, pick and choose your spots publicly, and maybe to a lot of people, he came on way too strong.
Maybe. He's 21 years old.
I didn't get that sense. Right. I like him. I really like him. I just think he's having a little slump right now.
Yeah, he's 14 games in. It's not the end of the season. As Draymond Green said, it's a soft Wednesday in November. That's a little what, you know what I'm saying?
But you could see how it would be perceived by a lot of people. Like, I just think about it like this way. Like, hey, somebody comes in here to 95.7 the game, and they're like, I'm taking the mantle from Bonte one day when he gets out of here. And da da da. Everyone would be like, whoa, buddy. Like, you just got here, okay? Well, and you're not the big wig from, let's say, ESPN or Fox Sports or whatever coming over here. Like, you need to relax a little and maybe wait a couple of months before you say that.
I'll say this, though.
But I understand having that prerogative.
I'll say this. There's this young lady who I met, and she's now working in Bristol for ESPN. This young lady, and the name is evading me. Maybe I could pull it up in my phone. I ran into her at a playoff game. She was waiting outside. She was with her father. And she graduated from LSU. And she recognized me. She calls, Bonte, what's up, man? And her dad said, hey, my daughter, she's majoring in broadcast journalism at LSU. And she goes, yeah, I'm going to take your job one day. And I looked at her and I laughed. And I said, you know what? I respect the hell out of that. And we formed a relationship.
Yeah.
To the point where we had lunch and talked over the phone, career advice. For some reason, I drew me onto her because I was like, you know what? Okay, I respect that. You have goals. Mm-hmm. You want to do something. You have a vision. And I'm not going to be here to one to knock you because there was somebody like Rob Parker who told me, hey, you can do both. You can do broadcast journalism and you can write. Where somebody else 15 minutes prior is like, yeah, you can't do both. You're going to have to pick a lane and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I've been told no by so many people.
Don't tell me what I can't do. Tell me what I can do.
Yeah.
And so this young lady's vision, I was like, you know what? I respect that. I hope you do take my job one day because you're going to have to work your ass off to do it. But I love the goals that you have set for yourself.
But let me play the other side of this. When you say it publicly, you do open yourself up to criticism when you slump. And that's all. I think there's the caveat that he might be learning currently.
Mackenzie's her name. Mackenzie Jordan.
You know what I mean? Like if I was online, every time you tweeted something out, this is not what Pajemski's doing, but like, I'm coming for your job. I'm coming for your job.
Right.
And then you find out I got fired from my job. You'd be like, well, wait a minute, dude. Like, come on.
But I'm sure Pods, when he puts it out there publicly or anybody who puts it out there publicly, you have to be willing to say, there's going to be a lot of noise coming my way.
Absolutely.
I have to be able to handle that. Let's go to Mark in Berkeley.
Absolutely.
Quick. Mark, what's happening?
This is a good point.
I didn't even know about the free throw shooting problems. This guy should have never been picked. But the reason Moody and Kuminga are being, I used to get mad they didn't get minutes. They're our future of our team. They're slowly bringing them along. And you can't compare him with Pajinski, but I'm not impressed with him right now. He needs to hit those shots if he's going to get those minutes. And, he rebounds and stuff. But I agree with the coach. I don't think we should have picked him.
Who do you think, Bonte, is the best backup point guard in the game right now?
Best backup point guard?
Because I have a name that I'm thinking of, and he might not be your number one, but like I
think Tyus Jones is pretty good with Phoenix.
Yeah. He's kind of a fringe starter, but I hear you. I was going to go Peyton Pritchard.
He's not.
You don't think he is?
I
really like Peyton Pritchard.
He's not bad.
But that, to me, like that's the template for backup point guard. Right. High energy, could knock down a three if he need to, set up my offense. He's a pest. You know what I mean? Like a big time. So to me, Pajemski, and I don't know, maybe they drafted him to be something more. Right. But I view him currently as a backup point guard. Through those lens, I'm not as harsh.
And look, and he's going to get 20 to 25 minutes, and he's going to play his role. We're not asking him to be an all-star. He set personal goals for himself, just like J.K., just like Draymond, just like Steph, just like Wiggins.
Yeah.
All these guys set personal goals for themselves, so why not set a goal of being an all-star?
Yeah, nobody's coming into the league like, I want to be Alan Smilagic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, here's my goal. I'd like to be the ninth man on the Hornets.
No doubt.
You know, you're right.
So, 888-957-9570, what do you think about Brandon Pajemski, and what do you think about Andrew Wiggins? Here's Draymond Green on Wiggs.
We know how great of a defender Wiggs is, and you can always, it's always good to know that you can go to that. But at the same time, he has to score more this year for us. Those times where you can get him off the ball handler, you know, and have somebody else guarding the ball handler, that helps. You know, tonight, 27 points. It's no surprise. You know, you're not chasing around Trae Young, you know. So I think that ultimately will help him. And then, you know, Wiggs has been getting some blocks. You know, he's been all over the place defensively. So not only defensively, he's stepped his game up a lot this year. And I wouldn't necessarily say step his game up. He's just playing more like the Andrew Wiggins that we know.
So Wiggins is back to being Andrew Wiggins. Draymond is all in on it. I'm all in on the experience. But Pods, you know, Brandon Pajemski, what do you feel about him? 510, Comcast Business Text Line. Brother Jazz wanted Pods for marketing. Of course he should have been picked. What the hell are we on today? The Jazz not only wanted Pajemski, but they wanted a slew of picks. They wanted a lot of picks.
Look, saying he shouldn't have been drafted was a little absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an NBA player. He's a rotation guy on every team in the league.
And listen, you mentioned how I have a memory like an elephant.
Yeah.
It was 8 months ago when everybody said start him over Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
So to the people that are ripping Pajemski, you wanted him starting last season over Klay Thompson. You wanted him playing over Chris Paul. Not everybody did.
Yeah,
not everybody, but Pods was very solid. He's a very solid player.
I think one of the things that's difficult is that they did play him at the two, and I just don't see him as a two.
No, he's
and
a
I know
guard.
It's because of Steph Curry, and with Curry, there's kind of like some odd positional groupings that go with it because he's not a traditional point guard, but like I view Pods as a point guard and a backup point guard currently.
Me too.
That's what I view him as, and I do think that, to your point, him playing the Clay two distorted a lot of people's opinions of what's going on here.
I agree. Here's what Kerr said about Pods.
I mean, it's a frequent sight. I mean, he literally sticks his nose in there, you know, on every play. That's why we love him. He's so tough and physical, takes charges. He's always battling for rebounds, so he frequently gets hit in there.
Would you term him day-to-day then, if X-rays are...
Yeah, I think that's about all we could do right now, yeah.
All right, let's go to the lines before we get to the injury report. Cam and Los Gatos on Pods and Moses Moody. What's up, Cam?
What's up, Cam?
Good morning.
Hey, guys. I think you're totally on point. They're different positions, first of all. And I think everybody's looking at it the wrong way. Pods is a point guard. Moody is a wing. Moody needs a player like Pods.
Mm.
What Pods does is he streaks. He moves the ball. He's always running around. He creates shots. Moody is a shot taker. He can get the ball and then do a pump fake and then drive in and hit a 10-footer, or he can hit the three if he's wide open. So it's the guy saying, and first of all, I would love any 20-something draft pick like Pods every year. That'd be fantastic. And the way he played so much is that the Warriors were so lacking of any players last year. It was a blessing that we had Pods. And I think the guys who really poop on Pods are not seeing what he does add on the defensive side, how many plus possessions he does create for the Warriors. And but I totally agree. Moody does need more time.
No, I think we all agree.
What he did in the preseason was fantastic.
Dude, it's unbelievable. He's such a polarizing figure.
It really is.
Nobody's saying play pods. 650 said, you guys say play pods 48 minutes.
Who said that?
I'm not mentioning that one time.
I don't think we even 15, 20 minutes. A minute allotment.
25.
Are you serious?
It's going to play 20 to 45 minutes. Nobody's saying play full 48.
Can anyone but also, I've said this over and over. He's ideally the backup point
right.
guard. How more clear do we need to be?
No, I don't even want to get derailed with that, but he played 15 minutes last night. And so I do love it when you defend a player. This is what we were talking about earlier. You can't say any nice things about anybody these days. How much is Pods paying y'all to defend him? Or did he send the black SUVs at y'all houses last night? The same thing when I defend Joel Akim. All Bonte's on the payroll with Joel Akim. You know, because
I can see where that connection is made,
though.
The Pods, us be sleeping over at Pods' house. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on. It's wild. Let's go to Cam.
Does he have a house?
I don't know. Probably not. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a young man. He's probably got like a condo or something. Penthouse.
Yeah, I don't even know his personal life.
Yeah.